online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police have confirmed they're treating the disappearance of a mum of five from Kent as potential murder. 46-year-old Sarah Wellgreen was last seen in Bayes' Shore in New Ash Green near Dartford just over 2 weeks ago. Sharon Bryan has been helping with a search.
It's like having a cloud over the village. There's a silence and a big concern. She's got young children. Our hearts are going out to the children. It's just terrible.
People living within a 5 mile radius of the area are being urged to check out buildings and areas of woodland and let police know if they've got CCTV. A man in his 30s who was arrested last week has been released on bail.
KMFM News.
The designer of a cot has pleaded guilty to breaking safety laws after a 7-month-old baby choked to death. Craig Williams, whose company sold the bed, has admitted failing to discharge an employer's general duty. The 37-year-old from Rotherham was cleared of gross negligence manslaughter and will be sentenced on Friday. It's feared organised criminals could exploit security weaknesses at the border if the UK leaves the EU without a deal next March. Concerns have been raised in a report by the National Audit Office, which says the government's plans to avoid problems at ports like Dover won't be ready in time. It's claimed proposals to recruit 581 more people for Border Force are behind schedule. Rebecca Sheeran is from the NAO.
It's not possible to have in place infrastructure for carrying out greater compliance checks at the border by March next year. We've also identified that there is a risk that Border Force is not able to fully deploy all of the people it thinks that it needs.
Follow at KMFM News on Twitter to see 3 computer-generated images of suspects after a man in his 30s was driven to a petrol station in Dartford and forced into handing over money. The victim says he was approached by a white pickup truck on Prince's Street a month ago before being taken to London Road in Stone. A bin that cost taxpayers £7,000 has been destroyed in a suspected arson attack in Folkestone. It was found alight on the Lees this morning. The new bins are so expensive because they have solar-powered technology, which sends a signal to show when it needs to be emptied.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A charity is claiming hundreds of people are being forced to live in vehicles because they can't afford rent. Shelter says bills have gone up 6 times faster than incomes in some places. Another travel lodge is going to be built in Medway. The budget hotel chain has bought land on the Rochester Riverside site after signing an £8 million deal. The new development there will eventually have 1,400 homes, a school and retail units. Fruit growers in Kent say the hot summer has helped produce the tastiest apples and pears so far this century, although not all of their crops will end up in the shops. Almost 50 varieties are on show at the Kent Event Centre over the next 2 days. Fruit producers say some have been left in orchards because they haven't had enough staff during the harvest. Sarah Colcott is chairman of the National Fruit Show and says Brexit means many workers are no longer coming over from Eastern Europe.
It is causing a lot of anxiety in businesses. A lot of people are stopping investing at the moment because they don't know what the future will bring. So the Brexit process is having an enormous impact on Kent growers at the moment.
Orlando Bloom is going to read a bedtime story on CBeebies. The Lord of the Rings and Pirates of the Caribbean star who grew up in Canterbury will tell a tale called We Are Together. It'll be shown in a couple of weeks.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and last night wasn't a good one for Gillingham as they lost to a side who were the bottom of the League One table. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Gills manager couldn't hide his disappointment after they lost to Plymouth Argyle.
It was very, very poor. First half was poor, most probably the half that we've had this year. But in the second half, it changed. We had a goal, we had a right good goal second half. But it's too late.
They were beaten 3-1 and are now just a point off the League One relegation places. The night got even worse for some fans after their coach broke down before they left the stadium. After travelling 250 miles to Plymouth for the match, they didn't get back on the road until almost midnight, 2 hours after the game finished. The thought had finally arrived back in Gillingham at 5 this morning. Elsewhere in League One, Charlton drew 1-1 with Oxford United. And in the Champions League, Manchester United lost their first group match against Juventus 1-0, while Manchester City managed a 3-0 victory over Shakhtar Donetsk. Tonight, Tottenham face PSV Eindhoven and Liverpool welcome Serbian side Red Star Belgrade to Anfield.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.